look at how he chows right through my corn. It's my only pleasure. I boil it on the hot plate till all the juice is gone. Bless his soul, he knows which side my corn is buttered on. Jerry lacks a mother's tender care, nobody to need him. Mothers now are barely ever there. Someone's gotta feed him the kind of things that I like. His high school friends all scorn cottage cheese, chamomile, Dr. Norman, Vincent Peale, but Jerry likes my corn. The things you do for me, Jerry, you're my Gibraltar.
Corn is out of this world.
Oh, did I do it nicely? He always compliments me on the way I do my corn. Jerry is a son like my own too.
Sons who never phone you.
More salt? Boys have more important things to do
after they disown you.
And though he hardly says much, I understand his grunts. Hey means hi, yo means yes. Believe me, he's no dunce. Anything that breaks, he knows which tube. Jerry is a fixer, not her. Happy hour starts right after school. Jerry, have a mixer. He tells me things the kids like, and I just feel reborn. Mountain Dew, Super Bowl, sex and drugs and rock and roll, but most of all my corn. Jerry, you know what I'd like? Some music. I'm happier when I'm singing than anything I've ever done since I was born. See if you can find that song. Oh, you know, the one I just adore.
Let me help, Mother darling. I'm extremely organized. I know exactly where to look for that record.
No, let Jerry.
I've got it under control, kid. I can find it.
Jerry can find things in this house right on this bed you couldn't find for half an hour.
So sick of that kid. I mean, I have great pity for him, and I like him.
The trouble is, she's madly in love with him. Oh, pardon me, but it's true.
Well, he might as well leave right now, because he's never going to get it, so that's it.
Get what? Sex with you?
That's all they're after. That's all they're
after. An old person like you? Good God.
Tomcats, all of them. So you might as well tell him right now to forget about it.
Jerry doesn't want any sex with you. Jerry likes his own age.
Oh, yes.
Kids of 17 do not pursue relics of the stone.
Believe me, I can tell these things.
Jerry doesn't want any sex with you. Jerry isn't crazy. Adolescent girls now are easy lays. Same as Edie in her awkward phase. Jerry has a new girl every night, and not a one of them have cellulite.
He's gonna be here for years and years and years.
He doesn't want any sex with you. Get
out of
here. I want
the people I want in this house.
Go away. You're making me very angry. Jerry doesn't fight like two fishwives. Jerry likes relaxing. Me too. Now and then we play my 45s. Hear the old sad sack sing. No picnic growing older, abandoned and forlorn. Stuck in bed, stiff with gout. Alcoholic drinks are out. You'll die, the doctors warn. Then quick as a wink, I'm in the pink, 'cause Jerry likes my corn. I tell you, that boy is a gift.
And I have never in my life before been here. Hello? Do you hear the grum now?
Can you hear the grum holder?
No. Hold on. I have to get out and in just a second. Stay there. Hello? Now I'm black? Is this the right grum holder? Yeah, I had it. When that happens, if anybody decides to remember, it's because I had the audio on the laptop, which is why Cher heard the echo. Huh. Okay, then let's call that thing again, the terrorist Cheryl. Total fail. I will not tolerate people making fun of me and my technical problems. Okay, well, I don't like the angle of the camera. Sit more like this.
Collapse of my lungs.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
We're off to a good start.
No, we're not.
Oh, very good. Very good. You know, I mean, this horrible start began at 7 p.m. when I received an email that said, quote, subject, I know I'm a complete fail. The body of the email read...
Wait, when did you get this email?
7 p.m.
Okay.
Sorry, no true duty this week. I was really busy today, and I'm about to leave...
Enema?
...minutes.
For what?
Okay. He's got the blades.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sounds like she'd be getting it.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. No true duty. She couldn't spend 15 minutes writing that crap. Well, you'll have to do it off, impromptu.
I don't think so.
You don't have to do it with Steve Jobs.
Story. Of course, you know, I mean, if I get a few keywords at some point, I can, of course, make
right.
up a story.
Right. Girdle right. Girdle right.
Okay, Timmy Boo.
Right. What about Mrs. Miller? She told me she was going to have a special song for us today.
Well, I haven't. She's not online, of course.
Oh, maybe
I
later.
I'm thinking that her faggot roommate, who's very ugly and very messy, probably kidnapped her. So.
Cher, well, I need to call you. Will you please add me to your Skype?
Right.
Not Madge Weinstein, that other username, you know, another name. It's for secrets. And when Barack calls me.
Who?
Barack Obama.
Okay.
So listen, what are we going to talk about today?
Oh, God, so many topics. So
right. Well, so first of all, let's get to the point, which is that we're in a deficit, and I'm going to wipe the slate clean for today, which means we're at $0 for 0 minutes, and we're going to give you free...
Oh, well, I guess we're going to end the grum then. Thanks for having me on.
No, we're giving them a free hour for...
A free hour?
We're giving them a free hour, even though they don't deserve it. So if you get 60 minutes of grum holding, and after that it's $1 a minute for grums, which Cheryl and I will split, and you can go to... Oh, I didn't change over the goddamn grum holder site.
Okay.
You can go to the grum holder site and click on PayPal and all that aids. Mm-hmm. Well, let me click on the goddamn thing, Gerald.
G-A-H.
Live. Yeast. Radio. Nows. Let's update. God, I'm going to bug everyone like Kiko of Visitronics, who has an event every 5 seconds. Let's see. Nades holder, grum holder. Okay. What are we doing, Cheryl? I've totally... Oh, total fail. J-Mades.
Gail.
Yeah, Gail. Total fail. J-Mades. Total fail.
Total, complete fail.
That's pretty bad. You know what my mama told me? She said, I ain't going to tell you that dick ain't good because dick is good. But don't let it rule your life.
It's the same thing with proclamps.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I hate those invites from Cuckoo.
Cuckoo,
no,
if
it's goddamn hail.
Let's see.
Show
but I set up mine to do automatic invites too, but since it's for us, it's okay, right?
Sure.
Just for this grum holder of holders. You're sounding more feminine. Are you taking hormones?
Excuse me?
Are you taking hormones, whore? Let's see. Ooh. Did you send Wind? I left Wind another message today.
Hey, you gotta play it.
I didn't. I left it on her voicemail, but I can tell you what it says.
White
Hi
ladies.
There, ho there, and hello there, white ladies. Did I? No, I did this. I'm fucking insane. I did this on a quiche this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What was that thing called on the internet?
The thing.
Yeah, that bloop. The Twitter.
You did.
Never mind. I don't want to. I can't deal with it.
Well,
Jason,
I'll put the link if you need it.
Justin Feed says, I hate those fucking Facebook invites from Kiko.
It Cuckoo. Was on the Cinch cast, which it sounds like it's made to make duty cast.
I hate that thing.
Cinch.
And it takes like an hour for them to post it. I don't know why.
Oh, good, good. Well, I'll keep...
Let me check the grum holder and make sure it's working.
It's a pain in the ass, but I do what I can for
right,
my day of duty.
Right. Mm-hmm. Duty.
Mm-hmm. Doodle.
Right. Dan Gladys sent $20, but we're still not going to put your duty picture on, but thank you.
Duty picture.
So then we have an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, the
What's the duty picture?
He's the one that did that duty album art.
Oh, yeah.
The churd, as you like to say. Churd.
What churd?
I kept saying to myself all week to Trotsky, I said, Trotsky, do you like to slurp turds? Like Mrs. Miller. I swear that I thought that was the funniest thing from the whole 1,000th show is when you said to Mrs. Miller, do you like to slurp turds? I don't know why. Excuse me?
What?
You said to Mrs. Miller, Mrs. Miller, do you like to slurp turds?
The coin.
You don't remember that?
No.
Blackout.
Okay.
Where is Cher? Why is she hiding from maids? Cher hates me. Fucking bitch. I'll show her.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. She's a whore. That's why. Now let's see. Cher. Oh, you know what? There he is. I mean, her. Did I say him? Let's see if she hides from me. I know she's out drinking and doing the methyl crist.
Yeah.
So she stays thin. Me, 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 me. Me, 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 me. Better answer, Cher. I know you're there. Don't you fucking hide from me, you little bitch. You skinny plastic surgeoned out motor oil tits bitch. She's hiding from me. I will kill that motherfucking whore. I will cut her with a drag queen. Cher! What a bitch. I'm had to hang it up because, you know, he's... Hello?
Please leave your message for...
Oh!
a message after the
that
tone.
That hurts.
Send a numeric page.
I don't know.
Press
it, the hang up button is
when
gone.
You're finished recording,
I can't
hang up.
You know how
press pound.
Yeah, sometimes the hang up button disappears. Listen, Cher, the hang up button, I don't see it. I don't know how to get rid of you.
Trigger.
Cheryl. Oh, he's gone. Oh, no, he's not gone. Where is it, Cheryl?
Did
oh, there.
Did you see my new album art that was made for May?
Cheryl, we're not doing that.
What? Doing
we're not.
What?
That album art about the toilet, we're not showing that.
What toilet?
You know what I'm talking about, and we're not showing it.
Why?
Because I told you earlier during the week, don't play dumb.
Madge, that has nothing to do with that.
What is it, then? Send it to me.
It's with the prune.
No, Cheryl. No. That's
really?
Not allowed.
Okay, well, I'll show everyone else.
Cheryl, stop that.
Sorry. I can't help it.
It's really
shake it back and I'll help.
I don't understand why every time you come on my show you have to be racist. It's really disgusting. Yes, you. It's horrible.
Me? Right.
Well, who else do you hear being racist? You.
Mm-hmm.
It's boring.
Michael Fallon. So, listen.
What? Gerdle.
The thing is just this.
Gerdle.
Now that we don't have True Duty, I am forced to read. Oh, I can't even read what I wanted to read now.
Well, first, let's promote Pear Fatty, the musical. Number two.
You mean Lady Cock-a-Cock?
You know, I got scolded by some queen.
Why? Because you said Lady Cocker sucks?
No, because I made fun of that grum holder on the goddamn thing.
Listen. I
what?
Just think it's amazing. It sounds like a good play at a bar of all places.
Hey, of course.
Gotta be good $10.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What?
I have a feeling I shouldn't have done that. Oh, no, it's okay. It's okay.
What?
Am I recording? Yes.
Hello.
I was born of a thistle. What are we talking about? You said you got a story to read or what?
Well, I can't read it now.
Why?
Well, let's just say that, well, it was a press release. And it was... just the picture makes me laugh. Can I put the picture in the chat room? Man.
No, you can't.
Why?
Because I said so. I don't want racism.
But nobody's in the chat room.
Cheryl, there's plenty of people there, and I don't appreciate it. What if somebody I work with is there?
Oh. Well, let me modify the picture then. Okay. All right.
Oh, somebody's Skyping me. Never mind.
Man. Okay, all right. I modified the picture so that it no longer girdles.
Girdle. This better not be racist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you can't be creative.
What?
Mark in Detroit, look who wrote a comment before you and tell me that that person isn't somebody I work with. Horrible.
What?
Oh, I have to allow links.
Pam, 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 moon coon.
Shh. What is this, Cheryl? Okay. Do you have to post the URL again? Sorry.
Oh, Cheryl.
And let me make you a goddamn moderator for the 800th time.
Where's Jimmy Corder?
Oh, by the way, will you people follow this show? Rishi, R-I-S-H-I is the account on the new one. We had a move like a gypsy fucking carny band because I got Yeast Radio got suspended because of a certain clitoris. So will you follow me? The user Rishi. Okay. Cheryl, where's the link? All right.
Put it in there.
That's really nice. I like the picture of the president's. On Chinese people's bodies.
Now let's just say,
on Chinese people's bodies.
Did you say that I'm supposed to read this press release?
No, I didn't. Oh. Of course I didn't.
Okay.
God, why would you do that?
I don't know. Well, I'll give you the headline. I mean...
No, Cheryl.
What?
This is not nice about Chinese people, this picture you posted.
I mean, I can change... up to you, Nate. I could play with my clitoris all evening for all I care.
Whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Grumholder.
Don't. Okay. Lips. Okay.
Okay.
Cuckoo doer.
What? Oh, Jesus.
Center rises tonight's presidential debate. Explicit, quote, debate, unquote, to feature Moodles in candidate masks. How can we miss this during the election? Miami, Cuckoo, a live webcam house, will parody tonight's scheduled presidential debates with a live sex program. Cuckoo, housemates will wear masks. Take off your mask. Hold on, I gotta get
what, that. Melon?
What? Let me read this sentence again. Why are you calling whore?
Because maybe she's interesting.
Okay. Cuckoo dorm.
I want to find out if she got wear fired. Mask. I'm not really interested in what you
Take
have to
say. Take off your mask!
Stop it, Cheryl.
Take off your mask! Take off your mask!
Michael.
Take off your mask, nigga.
Hello?
Is that you?
Hello?
Michael?
Hi,
Ed Weinstein. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Madge.
Do you have a minute for me and Cheryl Prolapse?
I have about 5 minutes. I have to
All right, listen. Listen.
I'll finish reading the press release.
No. Don't read that. This is Cheryl's reading.
Release?
Cheryl's reading racist things,
it's
trying to get me in trouble. And it all started from your couchmate.
Take off your mask, N-word.
Nick Starr?
Mm-hmm.
Her surgery was canceled.
He did a dangerous tweet, but, you know, he was very nice in removing said questionable tweet. But now he wants to kill himself again because his surgery got denied.
Oh, yeah. Well, so is he on his way to the bridge now?
He said he sent me his HIV results, by the way.
Uh-huh. Or how far along is he?
He's got a lot of AIDS.
Let's just say seroconversion is long done.
Well, I think he's going to... Remember last time I said, how is he going to get surgery when he's got all these AIDS and he's not being treated? Well, that's exactly why the doctor denied him.
Okay.
Because he had too many AIDS.
I guess so.
So he's got to go to Thailand. I need Mrs. Miller here.
It wasn't meant to be because he does not need a tummy tuck. And he doesn't need ass implants either.
Right.
So he's not gay.
Have you seen his skin?
I'm trying to tell him he should be a hooker. I tell him to be a hooker.
I don't know for sure that he's not, to be honest with you.
A hooker? So listen, did you get fired after we talked last time? I want to know.
Nobody listened.
Nobody listened. Nobody even said anything, right?
Nah, they don't. Nobody pays attention to even what's on Mevio, let alone what's on.
Yeah, well, fucking Procter & Gamble, fucking Lysol, which I would love to shove up my ass and get shit all over it.
Yeah.
Fuck Lysol and fuck Tide. I hate all that crap.
Who has Lysol and Tide as sponsors? Mevio?
Yeah, I went to, because I was looking at my old shows, because I am trying to collect them all for my Grum holders. And, that's the thing I hold my shows with. And as soon as I go to the site, it plays a goddamn Lysol commercial. And you can't even stop it. It doesn't even have a pause button.
Right. Well, that's how the company makes their money, is those pre-rolls.
Oh, I'm sure they don't.
They don't, by the way, they don't sell those ads. They get those ads from a ad delivery network. The girls who
pop under.
Right, because that would involve work.
It's not pop unders. The people who were the salespeople at that company. Oh, boy. Bullshitters, my friend.
Right, oh, you mean there really were pop unders? We're getting confirmation, Rilch.
Are they pop unders?
Porno pop unders.
If you go to Mevio, you get a pop under?
No. Gerald was talking about something.
This is a strategy for, well, when you tell a company, listen, you sponsor this program, we will make sure that your ad gets seen by 20,000 people. This program has 20,000 listeners.
Okay.
And so you employ the pop-unders on all these websites that automatically play your files in the background.
Have you ever seen a Mevio pop-under?
Well, back in the day, Nate.
Cheryl and I don't go to porn sites.
So how do you know that Mevio does pop-unders? I mean, how do you know they do that?
How do you know, Cheryl? That's a good question.
Insider information.
Oh, you have no real proof then.
Listen. You shut your fucking face, you little bitch.
All right.
Okay. They might not anymore.
Sounds like somebody got a talking to after the last...
No, I did not. I did not get a talking to. I'm just wondering. I know. I'd like to see Amivio popping. I'm just curious if they are. No, listen. Nobody tells me anything. I'm lucky I got a job. I had to move my desk, by the way.
Why?
Because we had
you're a douchebag. How do you not be near a douchebag at that company?
Well, they got rid of 40%. So
really, you know, I posted on my Twitter. Somebody actually was interested in buying my 100,000 shares of Mevio.
Oh,
and
really?
And then I said, yeah, but you have to be an employee or an investor. And I said, are you one of those? He said, no. And that was the end of that.
Okay.
Sucks. And you know what? I have good news though. Callie Lewis got denied a press pass at South by Southwest. Yay!
Oh, too bad. Is that what she said?
Yeah, she tweeted it.
Oh, it's too bad.
She tweeted it. Can you imagine somebody would have the gall to deny somebody as important as whore?
I know.
And after all these years of doing that show, she still doesn't have a gay hairdresser.
Got a gay husband.
Well, of course she has a gay husband who loves Ronald Reagan.
What about the mommy cast?
I love the mommy cast. Did you see that one where they talked to that Good Morning America chick?
That was
Are they still around?
Yeah, they did they have a well-produced show with flowers. And it's so funny cuz they have like
flowers.
they have one of those things where they sit. It's a video podcast. They sit at a table, two chairs. They cannot sit further apart from each other. They're completely away. So they have the camera pulled back because neither of them want to sit close to each other because they'll be construed as lesbians. So you have like an 800-pound woman space in between Thretchen and Paige.
What do they talk about on the show?
Oh, they were talking about wedding cakes or something because they were talking to that Good Morning America hoster. What's her name? Regis and Kelly. They were talking to Kelly.
Oh, Kelly Ripa, huh?
Yeah.
They were on Regis and Kelly?
No, it was the other way around.
Regis and Kelly were on her show, on their show.
Just Kelly was, and they were talking about some stupid fundraiser for dog shit or some crap.
Oh, that's why they got, they're into the dogs.
But I have to say, it was well produced. Their opening was better than any podcast I think I've seen. Seriously. Very nice.
It was nice to see a celebrity interview where the celebrity had no idea who the people were and made small talk about stupid shit.
At the bathhouse.
I was going to say, did they ask the tough questions?
Oh, right. They were promoting some kind of stupid oven. It was very special.
You know,
an oven.
It was a Jew oven. But the thing is, I love this show because ever since we met them, I really liked them because I found out they do the Eiffel Tower. Her husband.
What is the Eiffel Tower?
That's when her husband gets one of his male friends and they take first page and he shoves his cock in her mouth and then his other person, I think the brother, shoves his cock up her cunt or asshole and then they high five each other and that's an Eiffel Tower.
Really? Who told you that?
PNS Explosion ladies told me.
I also heard.
Remember, I asked them about
both
that.
Both of them are big scat queens, but they don't like to talk about it on the camera because they're embarrassed.
I actually asked them about the Eiffel Tower because when PNS were talking about it on their show, and this was several years ago, I really thought they do the Eiffel Tower because Patrick was so convincing. He's like, yeah, they do the Eiffel Tower. She was talking about that. She's really cool. The mommy cast is cool. So when I saw them in that room when we were at that conference, I said, oh, I heard you about that Eiffel Tower thing. She's like, what's that? I explained it to her and she was mortified, whichever one it was. But her husband looked kind of into it.
Which one? The older one or the younger one?
Whichever one had the old husband. I don't remember the other one.
They're both so ugly.
They were both whores. I don't know whose husband. I think it was the uglier one. I don't know.
The old bag. You remember? I don't know if you remember, but I interviewed him on the Rock and Roll Geek Show a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And the second the interview was over, I left work at Mevio to interview them to go home and do a Skype interview. And I came and I went back to Mevio, or it was Podshow back then.
Right.
And I came and I said, I just did the greatest interview with the mommy casters. Oh, I put them on the spot. I got her to admit that she was a drug addict and that she was previously a drug addict and that her previous husband committed suicide.
Which one? The pretty one or the tall?
The younger one.
The cute, the kind of Yeah. Chubby Cheeks.
She used to be a punk rocker. And I walked back into Pod Show saying, I just did the best interview. And Brian Long says, oh, Michael, I need to talk to you. They called me. They were crying. You can't post that show.
Oh,
you still never posted it.
Yes, I do. I still have
it. You know what? I still have the footage of Callie Lewis doing a strip dance.
Like
a stripper pole dance. Yes, I have too.
So I don't understand why you don't put these things together. And
you know, I'll tell you. To be honest, I would have to look through all my tapes. I have no idea where it is.
Well, see, I don't want to hurt the Mommy Caster's career. And you know what, Callie Lewis, she's always been nice to me, so I can't say anything bad about her. But she does have cankles, you know.
Oh,
yes, that's why we call her Kanka Lewis sometimes.
She is the biggest cunt ever.
She's got a long neck,
you
too.
You have no idea.
Well, then how come she's never been on True Duty?
Well, she might have to be with Steve Jobs next week if J-Maids ever writes it.
But there's a writer's strike on True Duty.
What's True Duty?
We have this weekly show. True Blood, but with duty. People scat on each other. Like,
oh, is that the one that is that what
celebrities?
Cheryl, is that the when she tells the story?
Oprah.
Sometimes she takes a shit on secret missions, and she has to shit on Christiane Amanpour.
Heard it.
Ellen Greenspan,
right. Well, anyway, our writer's on strike, so that's why we're calling you.
Oh, she has a writer for that show?
Yes.
I thought Cheryl did it herself. Well, now I'm not as impressed with Cheryl's.
Listen, I can make up a story in 2 seconds that will blow your mind.
She already took her medication, so that's true. So what are you doing tonight, Michael, that you got to rush?
I have a gig tonight. I was going to actually go stop and get some crawfish, but now the time is running out.
Oh, so I'm sorry. Well, we won't hold.
Sorry about your fish.
I like fish. Is that a euphemism for pussy?
Yes.
Okay.
North Beach. There's lots of peep shows run. The Lusty Lady is in North Beach, right around the corner from where we're playing.
Okay.
Remember, what's her name worked there?
Shakti.
The Whorecast.
I call her all these old names from Live Journal. Shakti, Beautiful Toxin. What's Melissa Jira?
Melissa Jira. Place.
Does she still work there? What does she do now?
I think she moved to New York with her boyfriend or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a while. I ran into her at the Master Betathons a few years ago. I was covering the Master Betathons.
Oh, yeah, I remember when you did that. I enjoyed that.
I'm going again this year, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. There's this one guy.
Can I come?
Sure. There's the one guy. I never participate. I walk around with a microphone.
Right.
Yeah. There's one guy there I call Tan Man. He is tan from head to toe. I mean, he lays in the tanning booth for days. Yeah, he looks like Cheryl, as a matter of fact. And he greases himself up from top to bottom, shaves his whole body, greases himself, and he walks around with a dildo in his butt.
Stop. That's no way.
Nonstop for the entire time.
Is his name Goatsy Kirk Johnson?
I call him Tan Man. I don't know his real name.
Does he have a large? Does he pooch out his asshole?
Does he have a large penis or a large?
No, the asshole. Can he do a dinner plate size spread like a goat? I'm trying to figure out if it's this person we know named Goatsy Kirk Johnston.
Does he have prolapse? You mean?
No, a goatsy is like, you ever see those big old knots on trees, and you can. It's like a goatsy is when you can spread your asshole so far that it looks like you could stuff a frisbee in there. Seriously.
Oh, I've never seen him do that. I don't know. I just see him shoving the dildo in and out of his butt walking
around. Now, where
around.
Are you that you can look and see somebody walking around
it's
with
a master
dildo?
Beta-thon.
No, it's the weirdest thing, Cheryl. It's like all these rooms, and everybody's walking around naked with dicks in their hands or pussy in their hands, and they let people clothed walk around. There's actually a spectator section, but I have press access, believe it or not.
Not like Kelly Lewis.
That's all you get from the movie now, Nate.
You've done that several years, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I forgot to do it last year. I'm going this year because I interviewed Carol Queen, the woman who puts it on, who is about 65 years old, and she is hot.
Do you see a lot of women masturbating up in there?
Yes.
I bet it's kind of funny watching their vaginas. Do they mostly do clitoral stuff, or do they finger or dildos?
There's clitoral stuff. There's vibrators. Right. There's fingers.
Who can
and
you
stuff.
Use scat?
Is there duty?
Never seen any scat. I did see a
I'm
guy.
I'm bring my tarp with me, and I'm going to do a duty show.
I did see a guy come on his own face.
What's new about that, Nate?
Listen, I see that every day. Trust me, it's gross.
I think this was actually a gay porn star who did it, too. So.
Well, listen, when you're black, the cum shows up even brighter on your black skin, on your face.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, the woman Carol Queen, who puts the thing on, is like 65 years old, and she's super hot. I mean, for a 65-year-old, I mean, she's really, really good looking.
Did you masturbate and her vagina for her?
Oh, I would love to have. But I saw her masturbate. And I interviewed her at the porn convention. So I know I'm getting press passes again because I'm in good with Carol.
Where is it exactly?
It's at this. Well, at one time it was at kink.com, but usually now it's at the Center for Sex and Culture or something
like
that.
That's in San Francisco?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Cheryl, maybe we can get the audience to raise us money so we can go there.
.com. You'll have a blast. We'll do it.
No.
Shut up. We'll just take the money, Cheryl. Shut up.
Oh, okay. Yes.
I would go, though. I will go, and I will masturbate my vagina for sure.
Okay, well, there was one guy who worked for a major conservative news network that I've seen there every time I've been there.
Which one? Fox?
I can't say.
Why not?
But it's three letters, and it rhymes with Cox.
Fox.
And he's a black dude, and he walked around with a dildo in his butt the entire time,
What's
too.
With that? Did he have a big cock?
I don't think so. I don't remember, but I don't think so. But he had the dildo was metal and it had these chains hanging from it, so it looked like a tail.
Okay.
So many blacks on your stream.
It's a good time. So you have a big chat room tonight? Is there a lot of gay people in the chat?
Oh yeah, all gay faggots. Yeah.
Cheryl's texting me. Don't not play that terrible montage that somebody made for you. Don't.
Which one?
The one with all the get it and all that. Oh. That one you just asked me about. What do you mean, which one? You just asked me about it.
I asked you about it?
Yeah. Michael, this friend of mine that works in the pornography industry.
It's all yours.
How come these nice people can call each other the N-word?
Make it talk.
It's probably the same reason that you Jewish people can call each other the J or the K word.
We never, ever, ever do that.
Okay.
We would never call each other Kike or Jaime.
Or Jew?
Well, Jew is not demeaning. I mean, it's fine to say he's a Jew or she's a Jew. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. How about money?
What?
Nothing. I love.
Throw me to it. Cheryl. Cheryl.
Now, how do you spell this word that she is saying here?
What? What? I can't hear it.
She's saying here.
Up in hill. Hill.
But
H-E-U-H, hill.
I think it's H-N-U-E-W-A-R-E.
Then why'd you ask if you know the answer?
You know, I just want to see when you sound. Okay.
Hold on.
H-O-L-E-O.
Hold on.
I can't get enough of that word. I can't get enough of all racist and derogatory terms.
Don't nigga. Motherfucking nigga bitch. Nigga bitch. Nigga bitch. Nigga demon motherfucker. Nigga demon.
Stop it.
Oh, no, I might have to do a
libation.
Oh,
play a song.
Ooh, Lord.
You're going to get gaga, Cheryl. I'm warning you.
What?
Cheryl, you're gonna get gaga again if you keep doing that.
What?
If you keep playing that shit, I'm going to gaga you every time you say something racist.
Hey, do you ever talk to Nick Starr?
I tweet with him this
week.
Oh,
you have direct messages?
Well, when he found out I work, he used to ignore me, but when he found out I work in the porno industry where one of his favorite white bottoms works, then all of a sudden he became very interested in
talking. Oh, do you work for that company?
Yes, I do. But I just had to deny it because I was freaked out because sometimes Cheryl says things that could be misinterpreted.
Could you TV and Miss Nigga hair shows?
Did Nick want you to introduce him to that person?
No, I don't think
that
so.
That person does not want AIDS.
I think Nick's about him too, isn't he?
I don't know.
Couldn't imagine.
I don't think so.
I thought he was a cum toilet.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked him.
Come
he's always, my daughter's always around. I don't talk about that stuff around my daughter.
Right.
And I feel weird about talking about that stuff to, you know, to gay guys in the same room because I don't want to offend anybody.
You don't want
to
picture him getting fucked is what it is.
Yeah, well, that's true, too.
Can you imagine the dirty, poopy cum dripping down his white cottage cheese thighs?
I'm now does so he have old, cottage? My pussy does? Is haunted. I'm now so old, my pussy is haunted.
Does he have a... Is his skin all wrinkly? Have you seen it?
I don't think so, but I'm sure it is. I haven't seen it. How?
No. I thought he was a good-looking guy.
He is? Well, then clearly you're not gay.
Listen, Cheryl.
That's true.
He doesn't look bad. He could get plowed by old men, which is what
anybody,
I told him to.
Even the ugliest person you could ever find, I could think.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you something. That reminds me. Okay. This is a good thing that you want to hear about. I'm so glad you brought that ugly up. I have this friend, and he's willing to be on this show, and he's completely, admittedly, a cum slut. And he's very cute, too. Total, just...
And what's a cum slut?
He just goes and gets fucked up the ass by 20 people.
On the same night,
yeah,
back.
Totally.
Fine.
And loves it and demeaning, but, you know, hates himself and still doesn't mind it. So it's not, it's like a good looking version of Hagatha. No, he already.
Closet?
I think he already has the business, but that's not, I didn't
talk about PrEP.
Yeah. No, it's not PrEP. PrEP isn't that
good. He probably has syphilis at least.
Of course. Well, can we move on to that? That's not the issue. The issue is this. I was talking to him and I was saying, so. Were you molested as a child? And he said, yes. I said, okay. I said, so what kind of... If you get fucked by pretty much anyone, do you have any standards at all? He's like, no. Pretty much no. And I said, well, what kind of man do you like? And he said, creepy. He said, I like them creepy looking. And
that
so,
means his creepy uncle molested him.
Right? Was, yeah. Well, something like that.
Good thing his uncle won the game.
So we were in Caribou at the time, and I looked around... And I found the ugliest, oldest, creepiest person I could find, who was this creepy old man that looked like Ebenezer Scrooge on a bad day, right at the table behind us. He looked like, you know, horrible, Cheryl, like Nosferatu. And I said, what about him? He said, oh, absolutely, I would totally do him. And I said, who's the most attractive guy in the room? And he pointed to this creepy, fucking weird dude with, you know, like horrible wrinkles and, you know, sitting across from the guy with the oxygen tank. And I said, really? And I said, what about that one? And it was some fat guy who's probably 30. He said, oh, God, no, I wouldn't fuck fat people.
Yeah, well, you've got to have some standards.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you bang him?
No.
Listen, Mance did probably have an accident this
but
week, didn't
he? He did offer to be on the show, but I have another friend who says I better not have him on the show because it's too exploitative.
Now, who's that person that came on shortly after me that was really annoying and Cheryl said, your 5 minutes are up. Bye.
Hagathard AIDS.
That's the AIDS.
Horrible. Yeah. Thank you for saying she's annoying. I appreciate
she's
that.
She's pretty annoying.
Because he needs to hear that.
She was pretty stupid, really.
Thank you. Yes. How do you mean?
She's not, like, not smart.
Really?
I mean, you could tell she was an idiot.
Good. This is good
that's
stuff.
That's being kind
what's
to her.
What's her name?
Hagathard Turd AIDS.
Hey, Hagathard. All right.
No, yeah, like, no, do it. Do it. We hate her.
Off me.
Speaking of abusers.
Ooh.
Okay.
Look at that one. How heavy is that?
How heavy is that? Do you like fatties? Do you pork fatties? I, for some reason, can picture you on a fatty.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm married.
Right, but would you pork a fatty? I guess.
Nah, not obese. I don't mind a little bit of meat, but not a fat chick.
Make my piece obese like Della Reese.
Like, you know, 150 pounds maybe will be okay.
Uh-huh.
But like when it gets to be really fat, no.
Oh, I like when they're like 900 pounds and you can't even get to their pussy. You got to work for it. Ooh, it smells so sweet.
Oh, my God. Who is this? There's a Chinaman calling. Hold on. 1 second.
Hello?
Hello, somebody's there. Is this a Chinaman? Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
This is the other Cheryl Murkowski. How are you, honey?
There is no such thing as another Cheryl Murkowski.
Well, would you believe I'm her younger sister, Jaundice?
Her younger sister's name is Sylvia Brown, Brown, Brown.
No,
Brown,
she's
Brown.
My older sister, you little whore.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you ever talk to Norm Augustinus?
I tried to get him to give me... He sends me stuff occasionally, but no. Every time I try to get a hold of him, he's not there, and I asked him to do something for the show, he didn't. So I think he goes in and out of...
Daughter.
I still listen to his show, though.
His show is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I know.
Is he... what does he do for a living?
I have no idea. I think he just sits in the closet.
Does he live in Florida?
Yeah, Tampa.
Huh. The guy's great.
Mm-hmm.
He is.
You think he edits that show?
Yeah, he does.
He does? Well, it's well edited. It's well. Well, I know he edits the parts about, you know, what the girl's talking, but when he's actually doing a stream of content.
Oh, that? No, he's probably just doing it.
That guy's really good.
I'm going to see if I can find his phone number.
Cheryl.
Where can we call you Chinese, Cheryl? Because you look Chinese.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Well, actually, I'm white.
You don't look it from that picture there. You look a little Chinese. Don't
No.
No, you're Chinese there. I see
not a zipper head, honey.
What?
I'm not a zipper head, honey.
A what? Slope head? What?
Zipper?
Zipper head.
What does that mean?
It's racist.
What's your name?
My name is Jaundice.
Jaundice what?
Murkowski.
So you didn't get married?
No. Actually, well,
how old are you?
Oh, I'm 19. I'm white. That's my friend in my pit. Hold on, I'll change it.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a pretty good Cheryl voice.
Oh, thank you. Honey.
I don't know.
Are you a woman or are you a gay guy too?
I'm a man. Honey.
If you look on your Skype, you'll see the picture of this Chinaman.
No, there's no picture.
You don't see.
God, you're slow,
no picture. No picture on
the sky. One commune. I'm looking over here.
Where do you live? Where do you live, the other Cheryl?
Chink Cheryl.
I live in America.
Chink Cheryl.
Michigan, honey.
Chink Cheryl? Not nice, man.
CS.
Racism around.
Oh, God, that's me.
By the way, I named our new fatty Ambien Fatty. That's
Ambien. Ambien. She's so fat.
Ambien Fatty. So, Chink Cheryl, where's your new picture?
Excuse me?
Where's your new picture, CS?
I changed it.
I still see Chinese.
I see no picture.
It should update. Commune.
Do you know a guy named Justin Schnarr?
Justin Schnarr?
Oh, I see the picture. I see the picture. Sounds you have to go German. To view. You have to go to view profile.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with your hair, there, Nate? What kind of highlight?
You don't look too chinky in that photo.
Do you?
Why are you putting a chink as your photo?
Do you live in Minneapolis? Your hair looks like it. Your hair looks like a Minneapolis hairdo, don't it, Gerald?
Tried fisting, but haven't tried heading.
Very rude.
You must be a flight attendant with that hair.
Kinky. I'm not kinky railed to moon.
Man.
Does your boyfriend have a gigantic heat miser hairdo?
What?
That is not Adam Kuhn, Michael.
Mrs. Miller.
Jesus Christ.
Where is Mrs. Miller?
Oh, she's in her balloon.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm flipping away.
That's nice.
Well, I
want to
know why I ain't following this Twitter.
But we really need to have more donations or else, you know, we're going to stop the show in 60 minutes. And God knows we don't want that to happen.
Do you have any more questions for me? Because I'm gonna have to.
No,
go
thank you for being on our Grum, and please do something. I don't know. I have nothing.
Get fucked, right?
Get fucked and enjoy. Go get Roadhead tonight. That's
hey,
your
Cheryl.
Assignment.
Do you like me or do you not like?
That's
me?
I love you, honey.
She likes you. She didn't protest when I called. Just get Roadhead tonight, okay?
All are right. You're not gonna badmouth me when I get off the horn here, are you?
No. If you listen to the show, you'll find out for yourself. We didn't last time.
Right, yeah, I had to wait for 4 hours before I got to my section on last
episode. This, that was a special grum holder. This one won't be. It's only going to be $1 a minute.
I got a lot of comments about being on your show, so you must have a pretty popular program.
Well, thank you, but I don't think the right people listen, because I was hoping you would get fired.
Thanks. Well, I work for practically nothing, so I did get volunteered to paint a wall tomorrow. So,
all right.
Well, you do live in the San Francisco, so you must not get paid.
I do have one more question for you, because this is what I wonder. I have friends that live in San Francisco. Everybody says how great it is. Uh-huh. But the reason I can't even consider going there on a vacation is just the idea of walking into a coffee shop and
not
seeing
being able to use your
shut
food
up
stamps.
And seeing
you can crash at my house if you come out here.
Right, but thank you. But the thing is to walk into like a Starbucks, and if I see some douchebag who tweets a lot. You know what I mean? All these douchebags that live there. What if I see them in person? I would think it'd be like the body snatchers. Does that happen a lot?
I don't walk. For one thing, I don't walk in a lot of Starbucks.
Okay,
but I see a lot of douchebags. You ignore the douchebags. There's douchebags in Chicago too.
Yeah, but I don't know them from Twitter. That's the thing.
Exactly. Well, I don't know the douchebags. Well, I don't know the same people you know from Twitter either. So
they're assholes, and they go to a lot of conferences. And tweet about them.
Oh, nerds. I don't think you'll run into those people. People like who go on like the tech celebrities.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like Nick?
You know who I cannot stand is Molly Wood.
Who's that?
She comes on Twit.
Never heard of her.
Oh, that bitch is so fucking annoying, man. These people, they think that they're the greatest thing to walk the earth. They really think that they're celebrities because they analyze the iPad.
What about that cunt? She had a popular tech show. What is it? You know what I'm talking about.
Martha Stewart.
No, she was like a dark skinned. She looked a little Asian. I think she still is somehow.
Sumi Das? Not Sumi. No, not Sumi.
Ching Chong Chong. No, she's like works for ABC Interactive or some bullshit thing now.
Oh, you're talking about. She did Textra?
Yeah. She's so famous that we can't
think
of her name.
Natalie Del Conte.
Right. Natalie Del Conte. Hey. Yes. She sent me a Facebook message that said, I've reached my maximum number of friends on Facebook. So I'm going to have to release you from my fandom and please join my fan group instead.
Right.
Like, right.
Oh, that, you know, that douche in Minneapolis that has, you know, he's friends with the one turn.
Which one?
He also had to do the same thing because he had too many friends, so he had to make a fan page.
Who were you talking about?
And that, what's his name? Jason Matheson.
You know who I hate is Jason Calacanis.
Oh, I hate her too, but she's up on my friends on Twitter. I like to follow people I hate.
Martina,
me too. It's kind of like abusing your clitoris.
Say hi to Madge Weinstein.
Hi, Madge Weinstein. What does emo stand for?
Eat me out.
All right. All right.
I still got it, Nate. All right.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Still got it. All right. Well, thanks for calling. It's always lovely to talk to you, Madge, and especially you, Sherry.
It's nice to talk to
Martina. Thank you, honey. Have a great time.
Please say the N-word for me before I leave.
Nigga bitch. Bitch ass nigga.
Stop it.
Take off your mask, nigga.
Now, Chink Cheryl, I don't understand this. What are you doing on my program? And how does Cheryl have a Chinese sister?
Well, it's a long, it's a short story, but it's a long.
We'll listen to it if you donate $50.
Okay, well.
Hurry up.
I made a voicemail, and it sounded like Cheryl, and then I told her to cool it, and then she called it, and it sounded like me, and she left me a rude message saying that I better shut the fuck up than suck her cunt.
I don't understand why we have two Cheryls, though. Cheryl, doesn't it bother you?
Excuse me?
Doesn't it bother you that there's an imposter?
Now I appreciate it.
Why?
Because I can appreciate my dulcet tones, and when I turn the speaker up real loud and put it next to my clitoris, it feels real nice. You could call me Jaundice if you want. Okay, Jaundice.
That sounds like a good time.
Now listen, I have this press release that I was reading.
Yeah.
And I was interrupted by this man. So may I continue?
Man has one syllable. It's man, not ma'am.
Ants.
Man.
They will wear masks representing Barack Obama, John McCain, and the Clintons. The show for Myers at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Coco Boys will be asked a series of sexual questions and will perform various sexual acts with the other guys while wearing masks of the politicians, the studio said. Among the questions scheduled for the show, colon, who will fuck McCain first and the hardest, Obama, Hillary, or Beal? Can McCain still get it up? McCain chose Palin to dazzle the American public with tits and pretty face. But can McCain's dick get hard without his VP?
Without his what?
VP.
Oh,
is McCain full of shit? Well, I don't know. Why don't we fleet? Coco performers said to participate include Manny Baby, Elmo Jackson, Hot Rod, Troy and Drum Deed Will 2K. Okay. Storm Dan. Okay. We have been we've been planning this for a month now, and we're gonna poke fun at this political campaign, said Will 2K. Hopefully, they won't send me to Gitmo for this. Well, 2K said Coco planned similar live sex show parodies to coincide with each of the forthcoming debates. Coco
this is a long press release.
It's a live webcam house based in Miami, operated by The Works.
Right. That was really good. I'm glad you read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'll put the link in the chat. Yeah,
right.
Oh, look at her. She looks so fat.
We want to get Lisa Gathering. We want to get Lady Reptastic on the phone since that fake Lady Reptastic. But the problem is, she MIA, right, Cheryl?
I ain't heard nothing from her. War.
This is what happens with these crazy alcoholics.
Now, listen. I found an amazing video.
Oh.
And, well, I'm not sure if I should share it with you or not.
You know what? Why didn't we get any album art for today? What happened?
I gave you the album art.
That is not album art.
Excuse me?
From James.
What?
We didn't get any album art from James.
Well, we got one that said N-word prune that I thought was pretty amazing.
Nope. Don't think what? So. It's not right. It's not amazing at all.
Okay.
Let's see. I have messages at Manhunt. Put your best cheek forward. Get off 20% and win big. Get off 20%. Hot Love and Puerto Vallarta. Heating things up and get half off for the holidays. What holidays?
What's the deal?
Girdle. Oh, I got a bunch of Google Voices. It's something. I just got something from Reagan Fox, thugorgy.com.
Oh, yeah. Bring it down, girl. Ripper?
16.
16, you were stripping?
Yeah.
And now you're sucking dick?
Yeah.
How much you sucking dick for?
Whatever you want to suck, my man.
Huh?
Whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Yeah. I'm going to put it on porn star.
You're a porn star? New porn?
Yeah.
No shit. What was your porn name? You want some more money?
Yeah.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Of course you pussy. Can you show me your pussy?
Yeah.
See that pussy?
Yeah.
A little bit. You might have to bend over and hike it to the side.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Why did you ban BW Valentine?
I didn't.
It says you did.
You're so stupid, man.
Am I really?
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
Hey, wait a second. He has one of our people on there. Mr. Saw K.
Excuse me?
This what link I sent you, thugorgy.com.
What is that?
Reagan Fox just sent it to me. It's a link.
I'm calling.
Prostate implant plant. What?
Piles of black bodies. Sucking and fucking their thug horns out. That sounds very racist. Piles
Here,
of black bodies.
I've got bodies. Voicemails, Geraldine. Cheryl, stop you grooving.
Excuse me?
I want to play some voicemail, so be quiet.
Hold on.
Shut up.
Angel Lover Ready, Kid Infamous. Okay.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was a good one. Haldun. That was a really bad message. Fail is right. Let's try this one.
Hello, this is operator 9033 Success with an IP relay call. I have a caller on the line who would like to leave you a message, and it reads as follows.
Hey.
Match, this is Peter. I am deaf, but love your show. Please answer next time so we can chat. Thanks. Message sent. Thank you. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. First of all, Match, first of all, let me address this, Madge.
Okay, hold on, let me turn off the echo, hold on.
Now listen.
Yeah.
If somebody is deaf and they are calling a relay, why would you hire a chink?
Why do you taste so good? Because I'm black?
Listen, why would you hire a chink who you can't understand what she's saying to speak for a deaf person?
Right.
Okay. Now, so you have a deaf listener named Peter? Match.
How could he listen if he's deaf?
It's a good question. Are you listening now, Nate? Oh, you can't hear me. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense, Cheryl.
Well, maybe they got something like porn for the blind and somebody, you know.
That's fake, though. That's what Andy Vera does.
What?
I think I was being had, Cheryl.
I don't think so.
You think somebody deaf? What do you put your pussy on the? How heavy is that? You know, you put your pussy on the speaker and what?
Well, I guess. I mean, maybe she likes how my voice sounds, how it feels.
How heavy is that?
Dumb ears.
I loved it.
Come on, dumb ears. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe he'll call again.
Neardle. Oh, good. Cher's calling. Hold on, Cher. Just a second. Let me add you.
On the fridge.
Hi, Cher.
What?
Hi, Cher.
Hi.
How are you doing, Nade?
Good, how are you?
I'm very good, and Cheryl's on the phone, too, and so is Chinese
I'm in the
Cheryl.
Showie.
Are you playing with your clay-ups?
Yes.
Ooh.
What are they like?
Getting ready for nine-nights.
Is Chaz with you?
Yes, she's in the Showie with me.
How does
Isn't
she
right,
fit?
Eddie?
Must be huge.
Isn't that right, Eddie?
You call her Annie?
Peepies.
What'd you call her?
What?
Cheryl... What? I mean, Cher, where are you?
I'm in the Showie.
Don't electrocute yourself. What?
I'm in the Stardust Hotel Showie.
Why?
I just got done with my sold-out show.
Oh, sold out. That's great for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I better get going.
Well, that's great.
I just want to say hey.
Well, thanks, Cher. It's such an honor. I'm practically speechless.
And I'm practically hoard.
Yes.
Oh, it's Cheryl. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Did you get the uncensored Relch video, by the way?
I did. It's amazing.
You like the duty, Cher? I didn't know you were in the show.
I had so much to see the actual duty.
Why
She's
did they
the one you
so
showed
much?
The uncensored to?
Yes.
Ooh,
I told you it was Cher.
Did you like the
video?
What?
I liked it, Annie.
What? What did you call
Well, me? I'll let you two go.
Bye,
Bye. Thanks
Cher.
For calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Cher.
Bye.
I love the racist share.
Boy, this Chinese, Cheryl, what's her name? Lipodystrophy?
John, listen, I'm white.
You're really adding to the program.
Send us a pic, nude.
That'd be a little honey. You could do it.
Stop it.
I didn't say stop it.
Mm-hmm. I do like that clip. It's very hot. That little girl makes me all warm. Now listen, please send a pics and vid of your, you know, bits and teeth.
Why do you need to see that, Cheryl? He looks.
Well, I think she's too young. No.
Jinx.
I'll send it over to the twatter. Send me your female balls. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What are your lips like, Chinese Cheryl? Are they slanted?
Yes, actually. I have two sets.
I have a question. Have you guys been watching these supposedly frat videos, the pornos? I know Cheryl must be.
Oh, you mean the ones that go around?
Excuse me?
You know, the ones that go around. Like the Can tanker. You show us you on the video, man? What's the point of doing a live stream if we don't see the fucking video?
Oh, right. Okay. Well, okay, just a sex
so
cunt.
Stupid.
There we are. I look pretty.
Oh, cunt.
Mm-hmm. Look, there's Frankie asleep. After this show, I have to take them both out.
Girdle. So dork.
Can you talk while I'm typing, please?
Oh, God. Sorry.
Jesus, make up a story.
No.
What about what? Useless Chinese Cheryl?
No. Oh, well. I'm trying to quote Alexis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now listen. I'm hungry, and I would appreciate someone giving me money so that I can buy fair food.
I have a frozen lasagna in the freezer to make.
Okay. Sounds real healthy for a woman of your size.
It's vegetarian.
Cheese is not the answer.
Mikey Pod's a vegan.
That's the result.
What do you think about this killer whale?
What do you think about the woman attacked by the chimpanzee reviewed by Oprah Winfrey and Gail?
I don't know about that one.
I've got a video that goes along with it.
No.
Did you know that Gail, she has her own program on Sirius? And Matt Weinstein
does
it.
Yes, I know that. I know. Oprah has her own fucking channel, the whore. Thanks for reminding me. Well, oh, John Pade's birthday is Sunday.
What's that going to do with anything?
I just remembered. Don't you want to wish him a happy birthday, even though he's not listening? And Chris was messaging me earlier. I think he wanted to talk. But let's talk to Carlos, though. See if Carlos will answer. He hates this show now that we talk about Judy.
Okay, well, then I'll make sure to play some dudes.
At the Red House Furniture. When he can. At the Red House.
Listen, Chinese Rich.
Mm-hmm. I'm Richard, a.k.a.
Stop
Big
that.
I work at the Red House, and I'm...
It's a black...
She city. Really is like you, Cheryl. She plays these annoying clips, too, even.
What? No. Here.
Okay, hold on.
What about my Diaz?
You're going to put it on...
I'm hungry, baby. They said to Mr. Spriggs and get us some ribs. 1017 South Air Depot. I need that SPRITGS. When I'm dealing with Mr. Spriggs, I only deal with the
best. Oh, enough.
SPRITGS. Call 733-8578. How you like that?
Are you a hairdresser? Ooh, you're a hairdresser.
Hairdresser. Woo. Hairdresser.
Who does your hair, Nade?
Hmm?
Who does your hair, Nade?
Oh, I do it.
Just use semen for the gel.
What?
Where's the nudes?
Girdle? What?
Click the link, Cheryl.
I did.
That was a weak cough.
She was sending pics and vids.
That's to your Twitter. Come on.
Chird? What?
Chird?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Why do you say chird?
Chird. It's a Timmy kind of thing.
Oh. I knew that.
Let's
try to find Norm.
What? Yoggle.
Oh shit, hold on. Hold on. Sorry, Cheryl. I had to put her on hold. Do you care?
Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm really, really sorry I missed your call.
Sure.
I had to phone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
You talk, Cheryl, mostly.
Listen. My name is Cheryl Murkowski of Whorehole.org. I am joined here by my friend, Madge Weinstein of the East Radio. You used to be responsive to Madge and make recordings for her.
Right.
She had her 1,000th crumb about 2 weeks ago. Mm. You were absent. Why?
Sucking dick. Were you sucking the cook?
Matt would like an answer as soon as possible if you could call her back at +1 firm uterus. That is +1 firm uterus. It is a U.S. number. Do not worry. Do not be concerned. It's perfectly normal.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Norm. Bye. Nice talking to you, even though we didn't. Listen.
How'd I do?
Chinese Rilch, are you going to behave? Trilch. Krilch. That was good. Listen, I have two more voicemail messages to read, but I had my Google Voice on Do Not Disturb, so you can call audience firm uterus and get directly in now. I had it turned off to Do Not Disturb. I have a message here. This is from 16 minutes ago. Hold on. Hold on, girdle. Hold on, girdle. Nerdle. Hold on. Nerdle. Hold on. Almost there. All right, here we go.
Madge Weinstein, I hope this is you. I always fuck up the number. How could I? Firm uterus. I don't know. I didn't know if the show was going to be on. I don't fucking know. I was a stoner motherfucker that called during the halftime drum. Fine, say hi, but, you know, you're not there.
It's that high person.
It's fine. I'll manage. I hope you'll manage, more importantly. Tell Cheryl I say hello, and I'm glad you have health insurance, and that's all I have to say. Oh, this is Patrick, by the way.
Whatever.
Girdle, girdle, girdle from Denver. No, that wasn't me from Denver. I was on the show late day. Anyway, it is Stephen Denver indeed. Thank you for remembering that. I'm pussy. I have a proposition for you. I will buy one of your DVDs.
What happened? Hagatha ruined it. Hagatha was trying to call you.
Nigga demon. Nigga demon, motherfuckers.
Stop it!
It was Alexis K. Toyland.
No, this is an important message. It was about my DVD.
Okay.
Nice wall of purple as the walls. The wheels of justice are speeding, 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 trying to do anything they can to defeat Animatrix, but Animatrix cannot be
stopped.
She is lead jammer.
Number 140.
What the fuck is this noise? Is that coming from me?
What's going on?
Is that fucking Ustream shit?
Really impressed. She's actually
lying backwards. God, I hate
Ustream. One of your DVDs for $24.99 if you send me some folio.
Some what?
And I would like the educational lady talking about periods and ejaculate and all that. I have no idea where that's from. I've been dying to hear those at my leisure, as it were, darling. And
the Helen Gurley Brown stuff too.
Oh, for God's sakes!
All the stuff about the
Jesus Christ
sexuality stuff that you play.
Listen, Steve. Listen, the DVD is $24.99, and I'm not going to give you special treatment.
Happy New Year, bitch. Balls.
You're lucky to be able to buy it for such a low, low price with a free gift before and free shipping before it's actually available. So please don't make me do other stuff. It's hard enough to do stuff that I shouldn't have to do other stuff. Whore. All right, then, Steve. Hagatha's called twice, Cheryl.
Called twice, Cheryl.
Oh, why am I echoing? Hello? Cheryl?
Today we're going to be talking about spirit guides. I think it's been somewhat a confusion about exactly what a spirit guide is and what they
do.
Or how we get them.
Yes.
It's a family reunion. Three sisters.
One of the first things.
It's still Bill Brown.
No shit.
When you're on the other side, and of course you know that you do pick your chart.
She looks like a tranny that got ran over by a train.
Wonder Wisdom.
You pick this life, but the harder the life, the more you do learn for God.
What?
Man, you need to see this woman. Let
I
me
don't really.
No, you will die.
Listen, if you have videos you want me to play on this show from now on, you have to send them to me in advance so I can download them.
Right.
I hate you.
Right.
I got
What?
Chinese realtor, you're not saying anything. I gotta go. Hang up. Bye. Yeah, right. Okay. Sorry. Who is this now? Hello?
Hey, it's Rectum.
Hold on.
Okay.
Cheryl? Hello?
Hello? Give me some of that.
Rectum was trying to call, but it wouldn't let me answer the thing. Let me see if I can call him back. Let me see. Hold on. I'm going to get the number. Rectum, don't call me back. I'm calling you. Okay. Why doesn't it let me add to conference? Oh, because he's not in my phone book. Hold on. Gotta add him to the phone book. That's why, Rectum. Okay, call Rectum now. Let's see. What? Hold on. There we go. Cheryl, this is the one that has those horrible straps. Wait. Why did I call Michael Butler again? Ugh, this is a mess.
Frank? Why calling Michael again?
Hey!
Aren't you the one with the horrible straps? What?
Yes. I'm not the person that called him last week, though.
Straps?
You're not that nape.
Who is this?
I'm getting confused.
Rexham.
Remember the one that showed us his wearing those straps?
Are you talking about Rectum?
It's Rectum. Are you deaf?
With the leather?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
No. Now, man, look at that video.
Don't worry. I can't fit into any of that shit anymore anyway.
You couldn't fit in then.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you want?
Stop you before.
What do you do? What do you want, Cheryl? What do you want?
Sylvia Brown.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. But this is terrible. The audience can't see it because you didn't send it to me ahead
of time.
Why
not?
Because you didn't send it to me ahead of time. You don't want to crash the grum holder.
About
this doesn't work, Cheryl. She is so fucking ugly.
She looks like a train.
Oh, I have it playing twice, that's why. I need to get a screen grab of this ugly ass bitch. Oh my god, is she ugly. What the fuck happened to her makeup? She looks kind of like Tammy Faye.
She looks like a tranny
right. Always stand to the right of you. What's wrong with us? Not to the left, we are always to the right. They never ever lead you. Sure it. She trained for something like 700.
Why did you remove my gun holder?
To get an idea.
God, she's ugly, Gerald.
I love her voice. Now listen.
I'm listening.
I found an amazing video.
Called?
And unfortunately, because they didn't send it to you in advance, now you can't include it.
Right. That's right. Now you're being punished. Look at the picture on the screen now, the simulcast. Cast.
It's about female ejaculation.
Okay, get her done.
Yes.
I do love Hua. Look at her. Look at that hair. Look at that face.
Play some more of her so we can...
Matter me or Nate.
Okay.
I haven't seen you lately, and I don't want to, but I'd probably say it's a draw. Who would
be the best for you?
He's fair.
Along with you, I like to call them the nudging spirits along the way.
Okay.
They're the companion spirits. Okay. They always stand to the right of you. Not to the left. They're always to the right.
Yes, sir.
They never, ever lead you.
No.
They never, ever leave you.
Oof.
They never fool you.
Oof.
What they do try to do is dictate messages.
I have Sylvia on the line.
You can see the vein in her forehead.
Does it look like I'm talking to her? Hi, Sylvia Brown Brown.
She said, if you were,
I'm talking to you, Sylvia. How come you're so much bigger than me?
Something like
that. How come you're not moving?
It's maybe in our time.
How heavy is that?
Now, my.
Listen, Gerald.
What did I do?
Listen, we only have to do 50 more. No, 30 more minutes, unless somebody donates money. Hopefully they won't, because I'm kind of tired. Okay.
What kind of food did you order tonight, man?
I didn't order food. I'm on food stamps.
And thank you for.
Listen.
Woo.
Listen.
Hi, I'm Ina Laughing Winds, and thank you for visiting me on YouTube today.
You're welcome.
I'm a marriage counselor, a sex counselor,
asexified,
which means the American Association of Sexual Educators, Counselors, and Therapists, and I am a senior Shula Kwe Kwadoshka spiritual sexuality teacher.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Let me talk to you about female ejaculation.
Okay.
First of all, it is real. I know, because I ejaculate. Female ejaculation is something that every woman can teach herself how to do.
Oh, okay. I want
to. The first thing that we need is to discover where is our G-spot. So it's
downstairs.
Not... I'm going to describe it so that if this is the woman's clitoris and this is her opening, then the top of her vagina or her sacred tapuli...
Tapuli.
Somewhere between the 11 and 1 o'clock...
Why are there so many names for the vagina?
So the best way to locate
Chipotle
G-spot is to have a good friend help you. You want to stimulate yourself. You want to get an arousal because the G-spot is a spongy tissue. And when we get aroused, it engorges with liquid. And when it engorges, it feels a little bit rough. You can feel the texture is different than the rest of the vaginal walls. So after you get turned on with kissing and making out, a little bit of oral stimulation, you want to make sure you're well lubricated. And then it would be a matter of sliding the finger into the tapuli, sacred vagina, and you're going to just...
Is she Asian, Cheryl?
The first finger,
you were
just slide back and forth, 11, 12, 1, 11, 12, 1,
what?
12, 11, back and forth. What you're looking for is...
I don't tell time with my cunt, honey. Jesus Christ.
It may be the size of a dime, it may be an oval shape.
What is this, the McDonald's?
And so as you are feeling this, and you think you've reached it, and it may be in front of the pubic bone, most women, it's behind the pubic bone and tilted up slightly, somewhere between 11, 11:30, 12, 12:30, or 1.
I don't tell time with my vagina.
Some women, when you stimulate the G-spot in this manner, it will not feel erotic.
Cheryl.
It's not a turn-on.
Edith so just donated $100.
Well, that feels a little different.
Who?
Edie.
Oh, my God. Well, let's continue this.
Wait, Edith, I don't see it in my grum holder. Okay, keep talking, Cheryl. Thank you, Edith, even though I don't see it in my grum holder. I guess it takes a while to get into the grum holder.
Different. The way you can tell is once you think you have found it, begin the lovemaking, begin the play.
Of the tabbouleh?
Natural part of that lovemaking, making sure your fingers are well lubricated.
Yeah, you've said that, whore.
Finger in, and you would start a come hither motion.
Come hither.
Come here motion. And in that, every woman is different, so you might want to start soft. And if she says to you at some point...
I don't understand, Cheryl.
You're making
me want to pee.
Bingo.
What?
Her G-spot. Because of the pressure on
Oh, my God.
It gives her the sensation of needing to urinate. So tell her, okay, honey, jump up, go pee. In the meantime, get a couple of towels, lay them down on the bed, let her lay back down on the towels, start kissing, making out, go right back to that same spot. She's going to say it again. What are you doing? You make me want to pee. You're going to tell her that's your G-spot. Go with it. Contract your PC muscle, the pubic coccygeal.
Red monkey's there.
Muscle. Contract your muscles around my finger. Play with that. And men, or women, depending upon your sexual preference, as you are stimulating that spot, you can start going firmer and firmer and firmer.
As you get God on a wheel.
Actually start finger fucking your hand.
She did not just use the F word.
Intensity. Well, don't just focus there. Remember, women do multiple tasking. We have what's called diffused thinking. So we need more activity. If you're playing internally.
In other words, women can't shut up.
You want to also caress the breasts and the nipples.
The nippage, the vagina.
Play with our neck and kiss us. Right. Maybe you can position yourself, especially if
you're. Is she Asian, Cheryl, or not?
Or we can be sucking with you or playing with you. There's a number of different positions you can try right. in order to provide mutual pleasure right. while you're also really focusing on stimulating her G-spot. Where a woman ejaculates is through the urethra.
Urethra. This lady is so stupid. Oh, my God.
Out the vagina, though it may feel it.
She is retarded.
When a woman ejaculates, it may feel as if it's a slow flood, it may be a little bit of lubrication, or she may really squirt. If you put your thumb over a hose, it's going to be a strong squirt. If you remove your thumb from the hose, it's going to flow more. Remember, your hand is inside her.
Okay.
So what she does is also relative to the angle that you're stimulating.
Listening to this, it seems Sylvia's face.
Now, some women can ejaculate a little, and some women can ejaculate a lot and soak four towels.
Ooh.
When she ejaculates, be sure and tell her how beautiful it is.
Beautiful.
It tastes Piss. Wonderful. The ejaculative fluid of a woman Delicious. Is delightful. Ooh. And you know, our fluid is the same fluid that you men have.
Really?
Same fluid.
No.
Our spongy tissue is made of the exact same tissue that your prostate is made of. And so we actually do have similarities here.
But it smells
and
like feet.
Your G-spot, or it's called the million-dollar point, is your prostate.
Okay.
And if any of you have had a prostate massage along with oral sex, you know how delicious and intense that can be. And that will be for another YouTube little video.
Oh, thank God. Please don't make us listen to that.
Female ejaculation. You need to give the woman absolutely permission. Ladies, you need to give yourself permission.
You could pee my bed.
If you think you're urinating, forget it. Just go for it. Have towels under you. The fact of the matter is, just like when a man has an erection, he cannot urinate. He has to stand there and wait until the erection comes down for the body to get the message, okay, we're going to open up this duct and we're going to close this one.
Okay.
Well, we are the same way. We cannot urinate when we're in that heightened engorged state, but we can ejaculate. So I would invite you, no matter how young you are, no matter how mature you are, to explore ejaculation for a woman, because it is so delicious.
Delicious.
It is so satisfying that for a woman to learn how
Eat
to
a
ejaculate
laughing wind.
Is another expression.
Cheryl, I want to see what this lady looks like.
I sent you the fucking link.
I didn't see it.
Woman.
Tabooly.
I don't get it. I don't have it.
You can contract your own muscles. So when your man is making love to you and his sacred cock is inside of you, you can squeeze your muscles down around his cock. And then we can hurt you if our muscles are strong. So you may need to just tuck in and hold on to the saddle, okay?
Okay.
You can squeeze down.
Yes.
And you're squeezing your muscle.
Yes.
You bring yourself to ejaculation.
Yes.
And with practice, you don't even need fingers or a dildo with a man's cock. You can literally squeeze your own muscles
in a pumping, and you can bring yourself to ejaculation. I would invite you to explore this.
Yes.
Rather than living in a limited world of possibilities,
a box.
Let's expand
yes.
our world. Let's expand our possibilities
box.
Of how we can truly be a beautiful, mm-hmm. sacred,
yes,
sexual
sacred.
Human being.
Got it.
I invite you to go to my website, spiritualsexuality.com. I have a free membership.
LLC.
I also have a free 10-minute video on how men can
He's got
manage
an LLC
their sexual
name.
Energy and resolve early ejaculation. And I will be having more DVDs that I
Ooh,
produce
DVD.
That will be helping both women to learn how to maximize their potential as a beautiful, sacred, sexual human being.
Oh,
thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you, Ina Laughing Winds. Now, Madge, listening to her discuss how women feel like they are going to pee, and basically how you should allow them to pee your bed while looking on the face of Sylvia Brown Brown, made my click at one. Man.
This thing, it says, add tag annoying callers as spam, it says. Listen. I didn't see any money from Edith, so maybe I was looking at an old message from her. But I'm glad because I really don't want to continue that much.
Uh-huh.
Let's just check again.
No $100.
Did you see a message from Edith? Or am I, like, hallucinating?
What?
Was there a message in the chat room from Edith Bunker earlier? Oh, she was kidding, you fucking bitch. Jesus Christ. Good. Good. We can relax, Gerald. We only have to be on 20 more minutes.
Good.
Oh, and by the way, don't forget to pre-order my goddamn DVD. And I'm not giving you any extra shit. Well, maybe I will. But I'm not promising.
Are you publishing that through Amazon?
No, I'm making it myself. Why do I need a publisher?
Hold on. Press the DVDs and put them on their website and stuff.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
Hello?
What?
Hello.
What do you want?
I
want
to talk about Phil. I've been doing a lot more research on Phil.
Hang up on her. Hang up on her.
Phil, it's all about you, though, honey.
Man,
it's all about you and your panty pooping fixation and your lack of potty training.
Hang up on her, and we will call Mrs. Miller.
Is she there?
No, but you have her phone number, remember?
Yeah, but that's a Skype.
No. I gave you her phone number last time.
Okay. I can't remember how I listed it then.
No, we're not calling Lady Raptastic. She's got a 14-month-old baby.
Cheryl, you have to give it to me again. I don't know how I listed it. Distorted view?
No. Mrs. Miller, I thought.
But I don't know where I listed her phone number.
You added her on Skype as Mrs. Miller.
I don't see it. Annie. Mrs. Miller. Mrs. Miller.
Did you hang up on
Agatha? Yes. Where's this beeping? Oh, God, I can't take this. She spinks. Okay, this is Mrs. Miller. I'm going to add it to my real contact list this time. Hang on. Oh, another voicemail? Ugh. Mrs. Millie. So her name is Mrs.? Her first name is Mrs. Miller. And her phone number is... What if the gay homosexual answers the phone?
Well, he can put Mrs. Miller on.
Okay. Is this a real phone?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, do people still have those?
What?
Girdle. Just make this take 10 minutes so that we can be done when it's done. Mm-hmm. Oh, fucking wrong person. What's wrong with maids? Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. What is that? That's Mrs. Millie.
So dumb.
No, Agatha, I'm not answering.
I'm a fan, huh?
You weren't interesting. You just say hello, hello. Unlike Rectum here, he's fascinating.
Yes.
Cheryl, she's not answering the phone.
Hey, you've reached Tim. Leave me a message and get back. Thanks.
Who's Tim?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
A girdle.
Listen, this message is for Mrs. Miller. Now, I was told by a certain someone that Mrs. Miller would be appearing on this live horrible grum to...
With a song.
With a song, a non-racist song,
right,
to honor the last of Black History Month.
Thank God.
And unfortunately, she seems to not have shown up. And, well, fucking Mrs. Miller, you stupid, dirty bitch in your goddamn balloon, you fuckface.
Mrs. Miller, you can call us at +1 firm uterus if you're not at home. +1 firm uterus, it'll go right to our switchbork.
Thank God. Very rude.
Horrible, Cheryl. Horrible.
Friendly?
Hairdresser, hairdresser.
Hairdresser, hairdresser, oh, oh. Hairdresser, hairdresser.
I'm going to try Carlos again.
Why?
Because I think he blew us off because he hates us. Because you say shit.
I'll make sure I tip your gun. Cut my hair, it won't be hay. Set it up with gel and wave.
Cheryl.
I'm sorry. 1 or 2 ringlets.
Cheryl, we have a few minutes left. Can you just talk some bullshit so we can be done? You have to talk. Don't give me these recordings.
Okay, I'm talking.
Unless you want to do karaoke.
Once in your life you find him, someone who turns your heart around, and next way cross town.
Okay. Man?
What?
What do you need from me?
Clitoris.
I don't have no clitoris.
Hey, what did they do exactly at this meeting yesterday for the healthcare thing? Like, was there any progress made or what?
Listen. Did you just hang up on the Republican?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about healthcare on this grum. We have 10 minutes left.
Yes.
Thought I had, oh, that's what I was gonna get. Yes, this grum holder. Here we go. Here we go, Annie. Okay. Alrighty.
Oh, Carlos.
Yeah. Hey there. Hi there. And hello there. Quiet ladies. Oh. This is Wanda Wisdom calling to wish you a happy Friday during Lent. Well, if you're in the Minneapolis area, white ladies, I am serving and hosting a white fish dinner in honor of Lent, but it's for white ladies only. So if you're black, take a hike. White ladies. Toodles! I want to shut this off. Oh, I'm so nice.
She said, oh, I'm so nice at the end.
Mm-hmm. It's very good, Nate.
I left her a message today. Instead of Toodaloo, I said Turtaloo.
I said I'm a light skin. Believe it. Where you at? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad
Blinsky? What is this? What is
shout
that?
Shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Blinsky.
What is this?
Shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Blinsky. Shout out to us.
Okay, Cheryl. I need that for my grum holder now. That is good. I need that for my permanent grum holder. Send it to me now.
Listen.
Send it to me now.
Why?
Yeah, I need it for my permanent grum holder so that we can hear it forever, nonstop, in cycles. Come on, send it now.
Why?
Because I said to.
Fine. Hello. Glad you enjoyed that. That was from the strip club, man.
I know it was. I could tell just from... Yeah, I know.
He loves the Bronx.
I know he does.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can I download a posterous? A posterous?
Sure.
I can. How?
What's
your download button, Nate? Where's... Oh, there. Download.
It didn't work when I tried to download.
Well, yeah, not everybody can be...
Tactical.
Right. Oh, me neither. Oops.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, you have to click twice. Oh, it's what? A fucking Safari. It sucks cunt lick. You can't do anything in Safari because it sucks.
I share Malowski.
That's so good.
Where you at? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Blinsky? Shout out to us.
Hello?
Hello?
Am I still on? That's good stuff.
Them is ignorant.
I thought they were nice.
Bye, Mark.
Bye, Mark.
Oh.
Oh,
hey,
I don't
name. Love it, baby. Love it.
Where you at? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski?
Love it.
Hold on, let me put in my grum holder, holder.
Okay. Sam Murkowski and Matt Weinstein.
Weinstein, Stein.
Stein.
Steinstein.
Murkowski. Mm.
Almost in the grum holder. Watch it crash the grum holder. Hold on.
Hold on.
Grum holder, grum holder, grum
good
holder.
Good job, the lack of content.
Just shut up.
I Sam Malowski. Believe it. Who shout out to Sam Murkowski and Manningston? Shout out to us.
Weinstein. Weinstein.
Which part should I isolate?
The second. Shout out to Cheryl Murkowski and Madge Weinstein. Weinstein.
Where you at? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston. Shout out to us.
Mad Winston.
Where you at? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston.
Winston.
Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston. Shout out to us.
What'd she say at the end?
I can
cut off the end. It's stupid. I end with the second Weinstein.
Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Weinstein? Weinstein. Shout out to us.
What?
I like the second Weinstein.
Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Weinstein? Weinstein.
Okay, almost. Just gotta get rid of that little music.
Well, Turnates is gone. I'm done with her, done. So,
Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston.
That better?
Mm-hmm.
I need a hotkey for it.
Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston?
Winston.
Man. Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston. Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski and Mad Winston? Winston. Who shout out to Sharon Murkowski Palki and Matt Winston.
Winston.
Cheryl, I just got a text message from John P. Cheryl,
what?
I just got a text message from John P. It says, Chief Featherbottom, hold on, when? Chief Featherbottom got a new haircut. Hold on.
What's that?
Chief Featherbottom got a haircut and looks amazing, so young and hot. This is a queen we call Chief Featherbottom at the Caribou because she wears 6 pairs of panties to make her butt look big. And we call her Chief Featherbottom because she wears a feather in his ear, her ear. Will you stop that fucking Alexis K. Tyler shit?
No heavy shit. Take me a shot before I get into this.
4 more minutes.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Yes. That's right, Nate.
It's not Grindr. Grindr makes a different sound. You know perfectly well what sound it is.
Now tell me you don't like that clay up.
I don't.
You know what it is.
How can you not? What
because
about
when
this?
You play her, it annoys me.
We got an Annie.
Do you hear what she just said? She said that we got an Annie.
I heard. So? But
we got an Annie.
Well, that's racist.
Right.
Mitch?
I don't know. I don't feel good. I didn't sleep well with these two dogs in the bed yesterday.
Boss and Jockstrap.
Let me check my Grindr.
What about someone in a Jockstrap giving you 30 days of AIDS for free?
Oh, at the Steam Hucks?
Mm-hmm.
N-word demon. What the fuck?
Being a demon. No.
Doot, 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 doot. I wish GLOW was still on Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Did you ever watch that? Matilda the Hun, Mountain Fiji, female wrestlers. Did you ever see that, Cheryl?
No, I never seen nothing like that.
Somebody needs to YouTube it. Look for Matilda the Hun, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. It was like 80s, I think.
Ooh, I'm tired.
Listen, if you're going to send me a Grindr message, you can't not have a picture because then you're creepy. Right. What? Getting my feet wet, pussy. Willow. Hello. Lapsy.
Yes, ma'am.
Are we still on? What are we talking about?
Oh, guess we are.
Thank God this is almost over. I've never wanted
Wanda
a grown
Wisdom. That looks just like Wanda Wisdom.
No, that's Sylvia Brown.
Below wrestling California doll Tara Matilda.
Oh, Matilda the Hun, that's her, exactly. Oh,
looks
my
like
God.
Wanda Wisdom.
It does, oh my God. Well, I think that's Farmer's Daughter there. I used to watch this religiously.
It looks
great.
Just like her in Lavender Magazine, so true.
And Fat Wanda
you
when
know,
she was
they're
funny.
They're still using that that illustration of Wanda where she looks fat.
Shut up, I'm trying to play Matilda the Hun.
Oh, sorry.
Driving into that pool of fat. That's what the announcer said. Diving into that pool of fat. Why is the audio so bad?
Oh, look at that. She did
it. Is that bad for you too, Cheryl?
Can't even hear it.
Yeah, it's really bad audio. California doll taking advantage. No, it's bad audio. Can you send me another one with good audio, Nade? Or is there something wrong with my ground holder? Let's try a different browser. God, Matilda the Hun is something fiercely ugly, ain't she?
Okay.
What about Mountain Fiji? She was a good one. The other fatty. Well, they were all fat, but Matilda killed. No. Is she what? Mad. Oh, I love her. Oh, what about the GLOW theme song? Find me the GLOW theme song. That was so good. We're the gorgeous ladies of wrestling. We're all champion in the ring. We come from the... Oh, fuck you. I'll do it my goddamn self, you fucking pieces of shit.
Listen.
Shut up.
Man?
Listen.
What?
Be quiet. While I find my grum song holder. Where's the GLOW? Here we go. Little Egypt. But I want the theme song. I don't want this. text. I miss Andy. Oh, fuck you. I just got a text that says, I miss Andy.
I miss Andy Fatty.
Glow theme song. Where is it?
Fat.
How could it not be on YouTube? Maybe I'll put it with the periods. G period, L period, O. Yeah. Theme song. Can somebody find this for me? It's Glow, but it's, you know, Holders. Cheryl, I'm really upset. How could this not be?
Destroy her, delicious.
How could this not be?
Inspirational, hilarious, a big gay Hindenburg, hysterical.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Schrock, Bella?
Nope.
What? What's this?
Oh my God, so loud. Jesus Christ. Edith, I hate you.
What? Where is this fucking thing? We're the gorgeous Edith, ladies of wrestling. Woman. We're all champions in the ring. We come from the streets. We come from the city. We come from the world where there is no pity. Where is it? Somebody find me this Grom. Oh, wait, somebody found me the Grom.
There you go.
Red Monk 8 found it.
There you go.
What? Download? Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Hold on. Hold on, Cheryl. I gotta start it with the Grom holder playing. Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on, Cheryl. I'm getting too excited now. I gotta wet my panties. Did you see the rap? It's so good. Cheryl, why is it making all this noise? Cheryl.
What?
Cheryl, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to mute you if you don't shut up.
Oh, well, I didn't know you
I want you to, did you watch the, opening rap?
I have your audio all fucked up now.
Because you're an idiot.
Well,
It's on, because I have it on audience thing. Watch this rap. You'll really like it. Shut up. I heard you moan and groan on me. Okay, click it.
Click what?
The goddamn link, you stupid fucking dumb cunt. Jesus Christ.
You stupid bitch. Trying to blow out my headphones.
I'm going to play it now. You watch it.
No.
It's the best thing ever. That's actually Sylvester Stallone's mother for real.
All that's left is kitty litter.
Colonel. Hello. Cheryl.
Are you done?
What are you playing? Is this new from Timmy?
No.
Well, then I don't want to hear it. I thought it was him. I was trying to get it to work. I think I got the screen to work, but I'm trying to get it to
work.
Stop it, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. Select screen region. How do you do this?
Huh?
Oh, I just can't figure out how to select the screen region, Gerald. I guess you'll have to watch. You know, that's really Sylvester Stallone's mother in that video. Yeah. The fuck? Huh? Girdle? We done?
Now that everything
We're all champions in the ring, Cheryl. All of us. Okay. All right.
Steve, are you still there?
What is this? Oh, it's...
Oh, my Kathy. God. Should she have shit everywhere? Like, I'm not even kidding. There is shit everywhere.
So, hold on. Especially the first time a woman has a G-spot orgasm, it can happen.
Oh, my God.
It can happen the first time.
How? Oh, my God.
What you need to do is get her up. Okay, quiet. Listen, I'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
But, Matt, you're going to have to help her get up, probably. Get her into the shower and have her start getting cleaned up. And then, when she's out, you're going to have to kind of clean the place up a little bit. Okay?
A little bit? She, oh my God, it's all over.
But you can't.
It's like the exorcist. It's well, like she's start with sprayed it out of her ass.
Behind her.
And how do I feel? It's a feeling right here. You know, we're so often just a few times a year. This is Phyllis and I'm Arlene. We're from Newark, New Jersey.
That don't mind.
No.
Wait, that don't mind. That's true. Right. That don't mind.
Newark,
you're taking
Arlene,
up.
Now you're both camera time and
all right,
that's
wait right. Phyllis and Arlene from New Jersey.
That's stupid. Look, all right, look, you want to write it? Fine, right?
I come here.
Hey, I sat through that fucking stupid song.
I am good. I need to go to sleep. I am done with it.
Good night, Cheryl. Thanks for being on the Grum Holder. Well,
you
don't have to
pull back and curse words.
This is one manager.
I'm Aunt Kitty. All my girls are hot and pretty. I train them hard.
Now the next one is really Sylvester Stallone's mother. Seriously. This one.
My girls have the strength and speed to wipe out all of Kitty's breeds. Right.
Google it if you don't believe it.
Please don't be bitter. Because all that's left is kitty litter.
Where's Mountain Fiji? See the yellow in the back left, the fat one? That's Mountain Fiji. And now I at least can show videos now that I figured it out. But does anybody else have another video to play while we wait? Hello? Oh, that's from Cheryl. No, I don't want that. Let's see. I'll play one more video. Come on. No, I don't want WWF. No, I don't like them. Sorry. Okay, here's one. From Red Monst.
I'm still...
De Amstelhaven of zo.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Dutch cheese.
Yeah. Oh.
Kunnen we beginnen?
Ja, ben ik klaar voor?
Ja. Ja, hallo en welkom bij Tina TV. Iedere week weer een kijkje in de showbiz. Deze week gaat het misdaad worden met niemand minder. Ik ben blij dat hij er is. John van den Heuvel.
Hey.
Hey John, leuk dat je er bent. Ja. Waar ik benieuwd naar ben, wat vind jij naast jouw eigen programma nou de beste misdaadprogramma's op televisie?
Gaat goed, Tina?
Ja. Jawel.
Oké.
Okay.
Ja? Ja, zeker.
Ja?
Pak even die beginpresentatie,
was goed. She's bloating.
Die laatste vraag maar even op.
Ja.
Bloud.
Ja?
Sorry, ja.
Oh no.
Oké. Okay.
Figures in Holland.
Niemand minder dan John van den Heuvel. John.
Hi.
Hi, mijn eerste vraag aan jou. Wat vind jij nou, naast jouw eigen programma, de beste misdaadprogramma's op televisie?
Ja, dat is toch het programma wat eigenlijk al jarenlang op de Nederlandse televisie te zien is. Het programma van Peter R. de Vries.
Ja.
Is natuurlijk een beetje concurrent voor
hem. Maar
ja, op zich.
Oh.
Ja.
Oh, jongens.
What?
Nou.
Ik heb een ongelukje, ik ben...
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Fuck, she said. Oh my god. Oh.
Oh.
Nou, waardeloos zeg.
Zo.
Ik denk dat je dat even kan afschrijven. Dit.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty good. What else? That's pretty good. I guess we can look at this. Doodles. Nothing playing. I guess I'll play some Joanne. Oh, girdle. I played the song I started to play at the beginning. What is this?
No, Herr Schmidt, I will not. No, Herr Schmidt, I will not shit in your mouth even. Just drive.
concerning you, me, and the rest of the gang. And in a quiet hour of fear, I see everything, and I'm in love with the hook upon which everyone hangs. And I know you meant to show the extent to which you gave a good thing. It rains real hot and real cold, but I'm sold. I am at home on that range.
Oh! dimmi so, dimmi so. Dimmi, dimmi, di so presto.
From Philadelphia, PA, and Derek. drilling now. 52 cars roll out. Remove ceiling in case 52 bras come out. Now you chilling with a boss, bitch. The boss that's seen asleep. The 40-40 gummy SBM on the screen. Pretty brick with jeans. Slippers is me. No flow in the wheels. No, I'm a flow with real. She's feeling like I'm dead. Baby, gone. Put your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too. Gone. Put your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. Hey, turn up your shoulder. You got a kid. Hey, turn up your shoulder. You got a kid. Back of the back, I'm the realest to run it. I just happen to rap. I ain't got a clap out. I'm niggas scared of that black. I drop that black album, then I back out it as the best rapper with live nigga acts about me. From bricks to billboards, grams to Grammys, the O's the opposite. Off the Andy, I got a parting chain. We're selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer, crony. Got some dirt on my shoulder. Could you brush it off for me? If you feeling like a pimp, nigga, gone, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, gone, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby. Don't forget that boy told you, kid. Back, turn up your shoulder. You got a kid. Back. Turn up your shoulder, you gotta get that. Turn up your shoulder, you gotta get that. Turn up your shoulder, you gotta get that. Turn up your shoulders. Now talk to the motherfucking greatest. Best rapper with love.
this, I wish we could take every path, 'cause you know I hated to close the door on you. Do you remember staring up at the stars so far away in their bulletproof cars? When we heard the rushing slow
running and running away. At my only joy, I saw a ravenous snake as a nightmare is played, as a candlestick. And I had thought it'd be harder to do, but I caught her and seen her quick, held her there, kicking and drooling, not bending, I'm schooling, I'm song and blue. Hold her wherever you go, little runaway bunny, I will.
Thank you.
wanna try attack. Give me some more. Try a little harder, honey. Give me some more. Let's go, I'm a superstar. Getting busy with the boys, hanging at the bar. Everybody coming close, cause they all want me. You want it when you saw me. I like how you look, baby. Call me, call me.
I pull out four foes and go up in their clothes. Short change niggas, snort cane niggas. Extortion came quicker, bought the range nigga. It still tickle me, I used to be as strong as Ripple B. To little C's cripple me, now I play hard like my girl's nipples be. The game sour like a pickle bee. Y'all know the rules, move from BK to New Jerusalem. Think about all the planes we flew, bitches we ran through. Now the year
it's new. I lay my game flat. I want my spot back. Take two. Motherfuckers mad cause I blew. Niggas envious. Too many niggas on my dick. Shit strenuous. When my men bust, you just move with such stamina. Slugs missed ya. I ain't mad at ya. Blood rushing. System, knocking late shit. Face it, we hard to hit. Guard your shit, or I stick you. For your re-up, wipe the pee up. Lick shots, broke your seat up. Go in the ashtray, spark the weed up. Long kiss. Yeah.
That's why they won't last long. Finesse, but I was dealt with from the day I was born. While you been up on that corner, niggas plotting and scheming. Hugging them little hoes and creeping with Mac demons. Niggas know not to fuck with my dough. Niggas know not to fuck with this little bro. I'm 10 seconds hit and go. Black mask, black truck, chrome rims, Chuck Timms. Enough to confuse any witness. Strong as a caliber. It's what we only travel with. You gotta get hit. The man did, so you gotta handle it. Staunch y'all. Once friends, now we gotta cross off. You know the niggas with the biggest balls. Set the new laws, the clip falls. Have them wash the drawers while you up north. Gat took the juggler, getting your salad tall. Overhearing niggas situation. Singing like we roll. Sitting on a stand with no remorse.
Yeah.
I don't beef, I shoot niggas. If I can't get the main character, a few niggas then. I don't need no gin to boost me. I got enough steam to blow. Somebody gotta go. I got fire in my heart. Guns in my car. Cash in my car hard. It ain't hard to get them like blind when I hit them. The nigga shit his drawers when the 40 pound hit him. What the fuck these niggas thought? Could it be the fame? Maybe it's the two bands on. Would it be the same if I couldn't claim those? Fuck it, put holes through your railroad. Cocksucker beat it while you bleed it on the dashboard. Niggas get what they hand called for. I get rich, you get deaded. I get erections. You get a quiet spot in the shade for a grave. I lay a nigga down and skin roll away from being safe.
I never thought it would be like this.
Yeah.
I never thought it would be like this.
Yeah.
Always thought you would be here. Always thought you'd be by my side. I never thought it'd be like this.
Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. With me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right.
Come on, let's head it up.
You know it, you love it, you got it, you want it, you know it, you love it, you got it. You know it, you love it, you want it, you got it, you know it, you love it, you got it. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right. Motherfuckers wanna get with me, lay with me, love with me, right.
Go. Thank you.